Cuban-American drummer, composer, and bandleader Dabnis Prieto will perform his mix of Afro-Cuban jazz at PS21 Performance Spaces for the 21st Century on Saturday at 8 p.m. Prieto will also give a one-hour talk and demonstration on Saturday from 1 to 2 at the Tracy Memorial Village Hall in Chatham as part of the village's Summer Fest event. Classically trained in Cuba, his revolutionary drumming techniques have had a powerful impact on the Latin and jazz music scene locally and internationally. He's a recipient of various awards, including the 2011 MacArthur Fellowship Award, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Dabnis Prieto to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for the invitation to be here.
Very, very nice to have you here. I love artists like you because I read people try to describe what you do, and they use so many adjectives, and I'm just curious as to how you describe it.
I have no words to describe myself. So I completely understand the position of the people that are trying to, try to describe me. I mean, I have many influences, and I have many influence in many, different kind of beliefs, and also in the music. You know, I'm coming from Cuba, and I have, somehow that inherits in my kind of DNA already. But I have many influence, and me as a personal, in my personal journey, I have many dreams and many things that I want to fulfill. And it always keeps evolving. So it's hard to put something inside of barriers when that specific thing, it keeps evolving. And somehow, I'm not trying to represent any specific genre either. You know, I'm just trying to represent myself and to be sincere every time that I play or compose music or just play and perform, period. So, I'm not necessarily comparing myself with anyone,
right?
In these specific terms, you know what I'm saying?
I do. So let's parse it a little bit. So when you are looking for for repertoire, when you're composing, when you're looking for music, it comes from a myriad of styles. And I guess I'm curious as to do you think about it from all fronts? Is the drumming always first and foremost to you, or does that depend on the project?
Well, it really varies a lot. My composition process, it doesn't happen a specific method. It can come from a bass line, it can come from a melody, and it can come from a pattern which I could play on the drum set. Most of the time, I don't necessarily think on the drum set at first, because that's what I do, that's what I play. It's like, I don't think about it, and I create a whole musical environment, and then most of the time I think less what I'm going to be doing on the drum set. And sometimes it comes by, the other way around. So I don't have, as I say, I don't have a specific way. It comes from different sources. Also, in terms of inspiration and sources to make a composition of any kind, for me, it can come from a very abstract idea, or it can come from a very subtle thing that is very simple, like a bass line or something that is musical. Sometimes it doesn't come from a musical source, like a philosophical, a statement or an abstract visual arts.
In your group and the quartet of bringing mm-hmm. Bringing this group to PS21 on Saturday. So ultimately, yes. what do you hope to accomplish in that evening to present to people? What do you want to show them?
Well, my main point in all my performances is to show who I am. It's very rare for me to play a music where I cannot, if I don't find myself in it. And I'm saying myself, I'm talking about my personal statement and my personal view of it. That's for me the most important part, and also the musicians are that are going to come as such a magnificent musicians that you know I trust them completely to do a great job in with the music. So basically, what I'm trying to accomplish in the performance of this Saturday at PS 21 is actually is to have the public enjoy it with their open ears and just enjoying any sense the journey, you know, in any sense, intellectual, emotional, spiritual, you know.
Right. And that's what's, I assume, what's fun for you as far as that journey.
Yeah. For me, you know, we can be listening to the same music and it could have a completely different meanings to you and to me. This is an example. I'm not personalizing this statement. But you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the most important for an audience, I will say, in this case, it would be to be open to just leave, you know, just open your ears and listen to what is happening in that specific moment without that much of a judgment of what it has been done before or what they might think it could be done in the future. And this is you know, it's that acceptance of and the understanding that each musician has the personal right to express themselves as they wish. You know, and that's my basic point inside of it. And you know, I hope it come across. Many things that I've been influenced by, et cetera. But the most important thing is the personalization of the sound.
As I mentioned, you are going to be giving a talk and demonstration on Saturday at the Tracy Memorial Village Hall in Chatham from 1 to 2. It's part of their Summerfest event. What exactly will you be talking about and demonstrating?
Well, I'm going to show some of my other music. And I believe the talk is actually at 2 p.m.
That could be.
It's a talk demonstration. Yeah, but anyway,
that could be.
That's what I have here. Okay, anyway, that's what I have here in my schedule. But in any case, my plan is just to have an open talk to whoever wants to ask any question. I'm going to show some of my work from other ensembles and other compositions and talk about the influences and some of the, you know, it really depends. In 1 hour is a very short time to actually cover so much, but you know, I'm just, it's an open talk, it's an open demonstration of what I do, and I'm really willing to receive any questions that anybody will have about it.
Well, you can find out more information by going to ps21chatham.org, ps21chatham.org, and again, drummer, composer, and band leader Daphnis Prieto will be performing a mix of Afro-Cuban jazz at PS21 Performance Spaces for the 21st Century on Saturday at 8 o'clock. PS21chatham.org. Daphnis, thank you so much for being with us. It's a great pleasure, and we look forward to having you in the region this weekend.
Oh, thank you very much. I hope the world spreads around, and thank you for the interview.
That's a great pleasure. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.